Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.
Hello again, and I'm going to move to now to your own brief, Colm Brophy, as Minister of State for Migration. There's been a few high-profile commentaries on what's going on in this country in relation to immigration in the last few weeks. There were the remarks by Conor McGregor in the White House, which were widely condemned. There was also the controversy over the video put out on social media by comedian and musician Garan Noon. Well, I've been speaking on the issue of migration and how it's being debated to Helen Ogbu. She's a Labour Party councillor in Galway East. She is Nigerian by birth, but she came to Ireland in 2004 and lived in direct provision for a number of years. Let's have a listen to what we spoke to her about. I began by asking her about what she made of the debate here.
Well, thank you so much, Colm. I just feel like there's a misconception about the word migrants. Most times people here in Ireland, they hear the word migrant, they just attach it to asylum seekers. And like I always say, there are different strands of migrants. There are people who come in here for international protection, and they are the ones that are tagged asylum seekers. And there are people who come here as on the critical skills employment permit. And those are people who actually are coming to Ireland to take up specialist positions that Irish-born cannot fill. And we also have students as well. And most times when we talk about migrants, we think about people that are non-EU. But we also have EU migrants who are coming over to Ireland for the purposes of work. So I think there needs to be a better understanding or a better knowledge or training around what the word migrant means.
And what do you think the effect is socially of people understanding migrant to mean asylum seeker and basically lumping all non-European immigrants into that bracket?
Well, I think what it's doing is causing confusion, a lot of confusion. People need to understand, like, we're having more like a social division, and it's widening the social gap, and it's causing a lot of fear. They have that fear of being terrorized. So I would say the social divide is huge. I would call it a new form of terrorism, you know, because people are in fear. People don't feel safe.
When you're dealing with people who approach you in fear, have you noticed a particular gender divide in that? Are young migrant males, do they feel they're more targeted as a result of what's been discussed online, or is it pretty much across the board amongst people who have migrated to Ireland?
I think it's across the board, but most times you find out that the younger ones, and you see, there are people who were born here, born to migrant parents, but they are not migrants. They are actually Irish-born. And I think those are the new group of people, the new set that are being targeted. And those are the ones that are being profiled. So those are the ones we should be concerned about because they were born here. They are maybe in their late 20s, born here, Irish, this is home. They are the ones that are being constantly targeted.
Do they feel protected in what is their own country?
Well, they see this as their country, but you find out that most of them are leaving Ireland.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of them are leaving Ireland because they feel that they are not accepted. I'm a research student and in the University of Galway. So my research is based on a narrative of growing up in Ireland, and is focused on young people of migrant origin.
And do you mean young people of colour in that? That, you know,
yeah, of African descent. Yeah,
people of African descent are likely or express a wish to leave Ireland because they feel they're not accepted. Is it?
Yes, they feel that it's that thing around belonging and acceptance. Most of them are talented, well skilled, well educated, but then they are moving. So what do we need to do about it? And that comes back to this narrative, this discussion, open discussion that we're talking about. It's due to lack of proper knowledge. And sorry, Colm, I would say I always say the media has a role to play as well.
And is that where you think this debate, this conversation, this discussion should take place? Is it in the media, or are there other forums at community level where this could be facilitated, where people might be able to ask pretty open questions which they may be afraid to ask, and, you know, where people might be able to give answers they're more than happy to give?
Well, it's not only the media. It has to start from the grassroots. It has to start from the community. And it should involve everyone, not just only the migrants on the table, but we should have everyone. And I must say this, the Irish people are the most welcoming, but it's just a tiny members, just tiny members of the population that we need. And these are the people who spread this word, this wrong information, this misinformation.
There will be some people who, you know, you may not be able to reach. There are, you know, anti-immigrant theories published online. You probably will never be able to address those kinds of things. But for other communities where they are concerned about the resources in a particular village, be that school places or GPs, you know, what would be your own view of those issues that sometimes manifest themselves in protests around, for example, direct provision centres?
It's just like opening up or developing a new area or doing some, you have to consult with people who are already in that particular community. You can't just take people, a huge number, and you place in a community. You don't know the challenges that they are having. They might be having challenges with school, place like primary school or secondary school. They might not even have GPs. They might have just one GP in that particular community. And so I'm not against people complaining or, you know, but because they have not been consulted. If people are consulted, the communities are consulted, and they are discussed, they engage in discussions with them, I don't think they will be against it. So the government has a role to play in this. The way we go about doing things is what we need to look into. And I think it's high time we start encouraging, supporting the inclusion and the participation. The government are trying, but we should do more. We need to do more. If we need to change the status quo, we need to do more.
And that was Labour Councillor Helen Ogbu speaking to me before the programme. Colm Brophy, that issue of consultation, we see protests in Carn and Connemara this week, concerns also in Kinvara about the use of a hotel in the town. People not happy with the level of consultation.
Yeah, can I just address though part of the earlier part of that, because I thought it's unfortunate that such an incredible contribution dealing with some of the much bigger issues which are around how Ireland is changing and how we have people, the vast majority of people who are migrants in our country come here to provide us with incredible services in our health service, in our caring industry. And then we have the next generation of people who came here maybe with parents who weren't Irish but who are born and bred. Those are the issues that also need to be addressed and talked about by people like myself in my new incoming role as Migration Minister and by all political parties, because that change in Ireland is so important, and how we actually make sure that we get the message across of how much that inward migration to Ireland such a positive and such a major, major asset to our country in so many ways. And we then always seem to end up, unfortunately, coming back and conflating almost straight away when there's an issue around the latest IPAS centre.
To be fair, that's where the interview finished, and that is where many times the flashpoints do occur in this, and they're avoidable. So are there plans for greater consultation in areas like that?
Well, what we have made it very clear is, and it'll come out of the Migration Pact, is that we want to move from a system that is different to where we're at the moment in relation to the IPAS centres and how we're opening them, to have that level of a much greater state provision of services to people that I believe will include a much fairer, faster and firmer system, which will be to the benefit of those who are planning to go through it and also to the benefit of communities who are experiencing it.
All right.
Colm, can I just say, I think it's important.
Very briefly.
There is no comparison to the nasty, naked agenda of people like Conor McGregor and Garan Noone's, you know, I think, articulation of what are genuine concerns. We have to address the latter in order to deal with the former.
All right, but that's it. We're out of time. It's 2 o'clock and we have to go over to Saturday Sport.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.